I feel so privileged to follow Rick. I feel like the WebEx actually live right now. I should do a cheer on the camera so everybody can see it. All right. So we're going to go to, hopefully we're going to go to the Facebook page right now.
I'll give you full screen view.
I'm going to have full screen view. And let me just start this off with saying that if you have Facebook questions that I don't cover, go ahead and send them in, and I will try to get the answers to them and then send them to you or answer them tomorrow after our accountability call at noon Central Time. There's so much information on Facebook, and there's so many different ways to use this that I really kind of struggled with doing this in the first place because I myself got on Facebook probably about 3 or 4 months ago because I wanted to use it as a tool. I had been hearing a lot about it. I'm one of those people that had heard negative things about a lot of other social networking sites, and so I was a little bit leery of using it for a business or prospecting or, you know, just even to put my face on it. So I kind of waited for a while, as I'm sure a lot of you all did as well. But the reason why we chose Facebook, I want to say, I know there are a lot of messaging social networks out there, but the reason why we chose Facebook was because it kind of operates under a different principle than most of the competitors. The website is more of a custom online presence with similar backgrounds. You're not going to have a lot of pictures and other things to entice you into looking at different sites. Facebook actually has a real unified look in the feel to the pages. It's designed to give you real easy navigation and really give you a seamless experience. Rather than viewing that as a limitation, to me it kind of is about content. Facebook to me is more about content, so that's kind of where I started with it, and the fact that it has 200 million users, which was another. And if anybody has any questions on the live side, please feel free to stop me, because I know a lot of you guys probably will, and I'm just going to kind of show you what I did, or what we did, and we'll just go from there. So when I started the page, you're going to have a profile page, okay, and you're going to go in and set up your own profile. Probably what you want to keep in mind with this is that it's really accurate and to keep it relevant. You don't want to make this page about, you know, anything other than what you want and what you feel comfortable in other people seeing about you. So I wouldn't put anything on here that you don't feel comfortable sharing with everyone. And they have a lot of settings. They have a lot of ways to keep this safe for you. So just always keep in mind, don't ever post anything that you don't ever want anyone to know. Like, I didn't post our address or phone numbers or anything like that. I just posted it as a business outreach and with the website address to it. Like, I personally, unless you really have a phone that you can answer that you don't, you know, like I said, you feel comfortable letting other people know, I would never put anything on here that was super, super personal. Because my intent for this was for a reach out method. I left the traditional workforce almost 2 years ago, 2 years ago in July. And so I was actually struggling with ways to get out to people what I was doing on a daily basis. And really to find people that I hadn't, you know, people from college, people from work, people, you know, that I hadn't talked to in a long time. So to me, Facebook was also very reliable. If people change their email addresses or other things change, their profile on Facebook stays the same. So that's another really good, it's very reliable for that way. So, okay, so when this profile page first starts up, what you're going to do is you can either put a picture of yourself, upload this, you're going to have this, this will all be blank, and you can put in your statement, or, you know, a lot of people put in, I'm new to this, you know, just different content. Your information box, you can put whatever you want into that. It can show where you are or not where you are, and you can edit that information at any time, which is also, I think, very important. On your information page, anything that you type in here is going to connect you with other people. So if you work for, work with Meekin, if you put in here to your employer box, Meekin, everyone that is on Facebook that's affiliated with Meekin is going to see you in their highlighted box or that you might possibly know them and you can friend them, meaning you can request them into your network of people. Personally, with this site, Rick and I have never asked anyone into our site. Everyone that's on this site has asked to be added. That's not what everyone should do, but that's just kind of the way we decided to do it. We didn't want to go out searching for people. We wanted people to ask to be incorporated into what we were doing. So they say a good number of people to work with is about 100 people. So, you know, you can kind of scale back and see what you need, and, you know, it's up to you. But a major misconception about Facebook is that it's a race to see how many people you can get. But actually, if you have a real number of people that you're working with, that's how you can gauge what's actually going on a daily basis. You really want a real number, not just somebody that you met 2 weeks ago that you have nothing in common with, unless you see an opportunity for business or growth or, you know, some reason to add them. I wouldn't, if you don't know who they are, I wouldn't add them. I would just ignore it when it comes to you. So just to move along into the photos, you can type in and put in anything. Like we put in at a distance, we went down and saw Aurora Robles in Corpus. She had a great in-home. We put that in there. The Pathfinder Summit, we put pictures up from that. Liz Coker had a barbecue. We put that up. Our convention, the Pathfinders Convention and the European Convention, we posted pictures from that. And people will pull pictures out and tag themselves, and then that actually comes up on the homepage. Now, this is where, to me, this is the most interesting part of what goes on. So I probably skipped a little bit of information here, but I just kind of want to give you as much information now. We can go back and sort through what you might need later or what you're trying to work out. So everything that you type in here that says what's on your mind, as you can see earlier today, we typed in we're ready for the WebEx tonight. Every one of these people on the left-hand side here of our friends saw our status update here on the home page. So on the home page is really kind of where all the action is happening. And you also want to keep in mind that if you're constantly posting things, if you're constantly just saying things, that people might not necessarily take a look at what's going on. Everything that I've read lately about marketing is that your message needs to be consistent. So what Rick and I decided was every Thursday we're going to do the preview. It's going to be the worldwide preview. Obviously, it's calls every Monday night, and now we're doing an accountability call every Tuesday. So we have a consistent message. We're doing the same thing every week. So on Facebook for us, when we post something, what's on your mind, it's about an action or an event that's about to take place. Doesn't mean that you don't need to be interesting and do some of the quizzes and play some of the games. It's just not what we're going to do with our page. But, you know, it probably does make you interesting, but I'm just saying if you do a lot of that, then people probably won't type or see what's going on in your world. On the left-hand side of the news feed, which is what we're on now, this is the home page. Everyone that you're friends with is going to see this home page. And if you have a lot of friends, the page will probably go down, and you'll have to keep going down into older posts because, as you can see, this was 6 hours ago. So if you wanted to see the whole day of what's going on, you'll have to kind of go down. And there's really interesting information that's going to be shared on that. Requests over here, this is what you're going to see when people request you as a friend, and you'll just type on it. If you want to include them, you will, and if not, you just ignore it. Like I said, don't include anyone that you're not sure you don't know of. I don't think you're going to hurt anyone's feelings. If you have friends in common, you're able to click and see who that friend is. The interesting thing that has happened to me is when Rick and I started posting this central 7 p.m. Central business overview, it shows up over here on the highlights page. So every time you have an event or someone becomes a fan or they post pictures, it comes up over on this right-hand side on the highlighted. And so it's your friends or you. So for us, every time we have an event, and if you come over here on this left side, you click more, you can see there's a whole lot more. You can see there's notes, videos, everything you can think of. And then you can go to applications over here on the bottom left-hand side, and you can look for events. what we were trying to do is draw people from a distance in our downline, able to utilize this live preview that we're doing. So, as you can see, this is going to happen this Thursday. And what we do is we invite everyone that's in this page, and if you perhaps are going to use this or would just like to passively let people know that you're involved with MeeKin and you're looking at the preview, if you click on that you're going to attend the event, what happens is back on the home page, as it updates, might take just a second, in the highlighted side, it says whatever your name is attending this event. So all of your friends, whether they're active with MeeKin or not, they're going to see the worldwide preview, and they can click on it and see that you're going to attend this business preview, which is really probably, I think, one of the best ways. I've had so many people ask me, what is that? So that's one tool that you can use, and you know, just by attending it, people are going to look in to see what you're doing as a business. Also, you know, when you're filling out information, you probably want to consider, like, are you doing it full-time? Do you want people to consider this your main business? Or are you, you know, doing this part-time? You probably don't want to do it that way. Like, the way I would lead with it is that this is what you're doing. And people will probably gravitate towards that, especially if you do it every Thursday night. Or, you know, just you're linked up to something every single week, that you're consistent in what you're doing. So I'm going to go to last week's worldwide preview. And just so everyone knows that they're listening, if you get this event, you want to make sure that it has the current date on it. Because if you don't, you're actually getting into an old event that's already passed. This is an old event. We had probably about 45 people from everywhere, from Mexico to, I'm thinking probably Sweden, that was on here. So just say you're someone at a distance and you're working, so you get this preview, you click that you're going to attend it, and then let's just say you want to send this or invite someone. All you have to do is come over to the right-hand side, click invite people to come, or you're just creating your own event. It doesn't have to be this event. You're creating your own event. What you can do is take this event, it might take just a second, I'm sorry, to pull this up.
Hey, Paige, can I share something real quick?
What?
We're finding, and I know you'll agree with this, that inviting people to the worldwide preview is kind of like inviting them to a real preview. If they see that you're not there, they're tending not to go, just like a real preview. Isn't it interesting how we've noticed that with the people on the worldwide preview as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, especially if you're working at a distance. So you can add in and invite friends to this event and share it with, just say, hey, take a look at it, with a personal message from you saying, if you have questions, you know, give me a call, so that you own this invite. Because on the invite, we're just the host. We don't have anything on there other than just being the host. So you can actually send this to someone and say, take a look at it. If you have any questions, give me a call. Ooh. Is that some problem, or is that just me? Rick?
I think somebody might be on a speakerphone. It's just probably need to switch.
I can hear it. Sorry about that. Okay, so aside from just talking about events and how I've been using that, or we've been using that, and setting it up, and the reason why we set it up was because to me it just seemed like it wasn't like about the sexy pictures and the ads and the music. It was more about the content, and that's why I've actually recommended it. I'm not saying that there won't be problems or, you know, things are going to happen. But I think as far as a network or a community of people, this is a way to find people that you know on Facebook, and a way to find people that you might not necessarily think, you know, of or have talked to in a long time. And it's a really, a few people that are on the call right now I know have just gotten on it, and I'm sure they've had some pretty interesting experiences with it. But for me, it's been all positive, and it's been an amazing tool, and our numbers, as far as people utilizing the preview, have doubled and tripled since we started just a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions? Yeah.
Sorry. I do have a question, and I'm asking this because I want to know, and maybe other people are thinking of the same thing. Once you say you're going to attend, and do you need to go back in and take that off, or will it automatically cancel out so you don't have something posted on your page that is outdated?
That's a very good question, and we actually searched on Facebook because there is no current theme for reoccurring events at this time. So, that's a great question. What I would do is, after the call, I would either delete that from your page, and I'll show you how to do that. That's a really good question. I would either delete that from your page, or as soon as the new Monday, we put it out every Monday night, make sure when you click the event, probably on Tuesday because it's pretty late when we do it, that you delete the previous. And how you delete it is just like this. You come across the page, and hopefully it'll come up. Wait, that's June 4th. Let me go to an old one. You'll go to an old one and just take it off the page. It's a really good question. I don't know why they haven't done that yet with a reoccurring event, but we really couldn't find any way around it. And a lot of people had they click on the old event, so it shows they're going, but then when people click on the link, it's an outdated event. So, yes,
right.
I would make sure that the date you are clicking coincides with the week that you're wanting to go. Okay, so see this one, just like Jackie just asked, it says that it is June the 4th. So if you go down to the bottom of our page, this is an old one, okay? So now that the new one's up, did you see there's nothing there? If you come right here, it says remove.
Okay.
The only other way I can do it is to actually delete the event from our events, and it sends out that it's been canceled. And I just didn't want to do that because I thought it might confuse people.
So you're right. But I think it's a good thing because most, for instance, probably the ones that I've attended are still on my page, and I have not gone in to remove them because I didn't know I needed to.
Yes. So it will say until everything on your page, this or otherwise, say somebody even, puts a photo of you up, and this is really, I realize this is rudimentary information, but I didn't even know this until I got to Facebook for Dummies book and started looking at it. Like, say there's a picture of you up, and someone tags you in the picture. Let's just type on this photo right here, say, you don't want that picture of you up, you don't like it, or you just don't want it up. See how when you highlight on this picture, it says Liz Coker right here. That means that the picture has been tagged. So if you don't like this picture but you don't mind it being up, you're just going to untag that photo, and you will have that opportunity if you were Liz Coker. Like whoever it's tagged for, you can untag the photo and get rid of it. But as you can see, Liz loved it. So we left it up there, and the one before it was from there too. But you can delete anything from your own profile. You just have to look in the top right side of the box and move your cursor around until you see the delete come up, and then you can just take it off. Even a comment, okay? So even a comment like this, I know Rick was able to answer this question, that the links had not been working. So say we just don't want people to be confused, or you can take that comment back off. So there's a way to delete everything, and I think that's really, really important. And that actually brings up another really good question. There's just so much information. I'm going to stop here in just a second. And like I said, just keep asking the questions, and we'll cover them tomorrow afternoon. But on the home page, if someone is on your page and they're someone you don't, let's just say they put something up there that, you don't necessarily want to see, see this little hide box that just came up? See how it just goes away? So you just don't want, say you just don't want to see any more about, what Larry's saying. I'm not picking on Larry. I'm just going to use him as an example. So what you do is you hide Larry, okay? And then if you want him back, then you just edit your options, and then you just undo it. So if you've got somebody that all they do is play the games and do those kinds of things, and they're not really, you don't want all that information, then, every once in a while there's going to be something that's going to come up, like I've seen, that I didn't want on my page, our page necessarily. So I would just take it off. So you have a way to just hide people, and then on your own page you have a way to get people's comments or photos, or like Jackie asked, delete past events as soon as you're on with the current event. Does that sound
good?
Does that make sense? Yeah.
You did an awesome job. We're running against it. We're going to continue this tomorrow at probably, about 12:30 at the end of the call. Tomorrow, the action call, and what that is, everybody, is when we talk about prospecting in depth, we go over some numbers, we actually have live people who are building their businesses of all different ranks. At the end of that call, you're going to take some more Facebook questions and do some more of this. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure, anytime. Yeah.
Okay.
And I realize there's just so much information. I can't tell you I've been drilling around on this for a couple of months, and so it's hard for me to even identify exactly where to go or what to start with. But I think the most important thing is keep your message clear, represent yourself truthfully and honestly on this page, and only message when you really have something to say. You can actually share on documents like in newspapers and things. A lot of times there is actually a Facebook, you can actually post this, you know, any information to your site, like links, there was some stuff on about the Toxic 12, and I did some autism things on here. I mean, you can actually post information from periodicals onto your page, which is also important. But there are so many different things. I just think that if you get on Twitter and, I just know there are so many different things that you almost dilute your message. So I would say just learn one thing, get it down really well. There are a ton of Meekin people on Facebook. You just wouldn't even believe it. And the power that we have in numbers to get people to start looking at Meekin is that we're all part of a team and we're all joining up and bringing attention to all these relevant topics and issues. It's almost like listening to radio 50 years ago when that was the only source, because we just don't write letters anymore. So anyway, I hope you guys have as much success with it as we have. And if you have any questions, please feel free to send me a message, call, whatever, and we will we'll answer all your questions for you, and thank you.
Great job, Paige. Thank you very much. Let me just wrap it up with this. Everybody. A couple upcoming things. Tomorrow, the action call is at noon Central Time. The number for it is the same as the phone number for this. It's not a WebEx. Thursday night is the worldwide preview. We have the mid-month event coming up on the third week in June. You guys can see the information for that on the website. And then we also have next week, we're doing Prospecting 101, 9 o'clock this time. That's a great call for you guys to teach yourself and your team the basics of the process and how to prospect quickly. And in that prospecting training, we incorporate things like Facebook as an active and passive reach out method, all different reach out methods and how to basically use it, all technology platforms. And then last but not least, we will be updating the Pathfinders mailing list within the next 2 weeks. I'll come up with a way to do it. Some of you guys have already written me and put re-add in there. I'm going to have to redo that because I'm not ready for it yet. I wasn't very clear in the email. So give it about another week. You guys will get an email. To continue on the mailing list, you'll have to reply. And I highly recommend everybody here. One thing, Paige, I think she didn't say it unless she did it when I was walking downstairs. We have not invited anybody to join the Pathfinders site. We were very strongly felt it should only be people that ask to join, because then it's a bunch of people that want the information, that want to be part of the community. So if you'd like to be a part of the Pathfinders Facebook page, we would love to have you. Just click on that and ask, and we'll gladly add everybody. But we're not on there clicking on friends and recommendations and all that stuff, because we want it to be a pure thing where people want to be there. And last but not least, we're dedicated to you. We are going to be the Special Forces community in Meekin, the fastest growing, biggest downline, best at helping people, making a lot of money. So I want to welcome you all to a great world. Have an absolutely fantastic June and beyond, and make every day count, guys, because it does. You're in business for yourself. Act like it, and you'll win. But you're not in business by yourself, because we're all here with you. So bless you. Thank you. Paige, thanks for a great job. Cowboy Jackie, thanks for all you do. And we will see you at all the events this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday night on the Pathfinders call. So thanks, guys. Have a great one, and good night.
Good night, everybody.